And I now introduce tonight's satsang. Are you waiting for rigor mortis, or are you applying the teachings rigorously? A participatory satsang given by Dr. Roger Bruce Lane. And please mute your phones. Thank you.
We should take that clock and put it in my office. Okay, Mr. Soundman?
All set.
Okay. Okay, what I'd like to do is start by having you do a little process, okay? And so get nice and quiet, and I will call in the spiritual light that I work with, the light of the Most High. So, Lord God, send us your light, and we put this time together into your light for the highest good, okay? Now, I want you to see yourself as soul, as spirit. Okay, and don't go looking up the theological meaning of soul or spirit or any of that stuff. Okay, but from your own sense, your own inner knowing of what that is, go to that place. Okay, now this soul has entered this life for some purpose, for some reason. And it's for a finite period of time. What would you like to have happen to this soul when it leaves these environs, when its time is up here in your present body? What would you like to see happen? And how's it gonna happen? Okay, now when you can, just bring your consciousness back here. All right, and I'd like anyone is free to share, but I particularly would like those people who are not studying with me formally or so to really express themselves and see. And others are welcome as well, but I want to make sure we get in the non-formal students. Well, anyone here? Okay.
that exercise that we just participated in. This is the second time today that I feel like I've done it because I did it. I felt like I did it earlier today.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to make a long story, but what happened at work today was.
No. We need just to get a short story.
I just felt like I have this wonderful opportunity to be at Return Home to God.
Okay.
And I was just expressing gratitude for being here at this particular point in time.
Okay.
To be at home with God.
Okay.
And that's.
And how's it going to happen?
I choose.
Through choice?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Through choice. So, like, if I choose to eat a Snickers bar every day, that's the choice?
Yes.
Okay, and that will do it?
Well, I mean, I will do my part and allow spirit, you know.
Well, what's your part?
My part is to actively stay focused.
Stay focused on what?
On the spirit in myself.
Well, okay. All right. So if I just choose to stay focused on the spirit that I am, okay, and I'm just wondering, all the times you've been here, why you haven't been able to do that before?
Well, I don't know. I just know that I just felt like now and earlier today that
this is
the opportunity for me to do it now.
Okay. Well, you okay? Well, thank you. Okay, but you've left out an essential element of this. Okay, we'll get to that later. Okay, good. Anyone else like to share? Anyone from Phoneland? Well, you got to give me some more stuff to work off of. I mean, come on. Okay, go ahead. Phoneland?
Okay. Hi, Dr. Lane. I just imagined the scene and the stillness and the presence of God, and then how it happened was just continuing to stay in the presence, and then my body would just drop off, and then I would just stay illuminated in the light of the Most High and just as that.
Okay. All right. All right. You too have left out an essential ingredient, without which none of that stuff would be possible.
Okay. Oh, practicing and continuing doing Simran and Dhyan.
Well. Okay. Well, we'll go ahead. Go ahead.
I felt a lightness about myself around me. Very light, that there was nothing surrounding me, and I feel and I had no attachments. I was just completely. I was completely free.
Okay, all right. So being completely free and with no attachments, and how does that happen? Okay. All right. By letting go, letting God, and making that choice to let go attachments. Okay. Well, you too have left out an ingredient without which none of that happens. Okay, lady in the rocking chair.
Make sure it's on.
initiation?
Well, like, so if I go to college and I want to join a fraternity and they give me...
No, initiation into the sound current.
Oh, initiation into the sound current.
Into the sound current.
Oh, okay. Why is that? Because that's how you go. Okay. Well, what's wrong with Buddhism, or what's wrong with Judaism, or as some people love to say, I take walks in nature and I just see God in everything.
But that's not the sound current. The sound current is beyond all that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, good. Okay. Who else would like to share? The gentleman over there who drives the soul?
My experience was, had to do with permission.
Mm-hmm.
Was when you put out the process, it was, I didn't feel reaching, I didn't feel going, the need to go anywhere, but I didn't feel the need for giving myself permission.
Okay. Okay, good.
And,
okay, good.
Okay,
the lady in the rocking chair, huh?
Can the lady say something else? I didn't share my actual experience was of going into the silence.
Mm-hmm.
And I went so deep into it, I forgot the question, I forgot everything.
Okay, good.
That's why I couldn't participate earlier.
Okay, and by the way, there's this wonderful book of poems called Water Mountain. I'm not sure if there's any still in print. There may be a few. But you ought to catch the dedication. And it's listen to the wink in the silence.
Yeah.
And that's what that poet is talking about. Exactly what you're talking about. Okay, and I won't get into, it's not appropriate now, but there are governors known as the silent ones.
What do they do?
They govern the inner and the outer worlds in a very loose way of putting it.
Can we get to see
them? If it's appropriate. All right. Anyone else in phone land?
I'd share it, actually.
Sure.
I felt peace and quiet,
mm-hmm.
and the question of what I want in this life is just love God unconditionally, because I knew that's all I need when I leave the body,
mm-hmm.
and also just really live in joy and love God creation, you know, like all souls, just love them too unconditionally.
Okay, and that's how that happens. Okay, well, you too have left out an element. Okay, anyone else like to share, and then I'll go into my satsang.
I could share.
Go ahead.
For the first question, I had the experience of just living as the spirit that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I dropped the body, there was no difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was doing the same thing in the body and out of it.
Mm-hmm. And how does that happen?
Pardon me?
How does that happen?
Through doing our spiritual practices and the path of soul transcendence and exercising our choice moment to moment to live as the truth of who we are.
You believe that, or that is that just something you think you're supposed to say?
No, it's that moment to moment exercise of ourself as spirit.
Okay. Okay. All right. And many of us walk around with improper identification, thinking we're this body, we're our thoughts, we're our feelings, and we really get into it. You know, so I spoke to someone the other day who shared with me this wonderful experience of knowing that all there is God. And before you know it, she was totally buying into all the little voices of the false self that pull you into the world. The fear, the doubt, the pain, the separation, etc. Okay? And you see, it was interesting to me because a lot of the students that spoke, you left out something that's crucial. See, we're talking about the pull of the soul into this world. We're in the world, but we're not of it, okay? But we've forgotten who we are, and the soul is confused. It's been in the world of form, and it identifies with it an awful lot. And that has tremendous weight, tremendous power. You know, you've been here many, many times. And there's a force and there's a power with the karma that you've created. And it's a downward force, you know. And many of you, when you shared, oh, I'll just focus on God, or I'll, you know, let go and let God, etc., as if it were the easiest thing in second nature. Okay? And what you've told me is you guys are spoiled rotten. You're spoiled rotten. You don't know how good you have it as initiates of the sound current. You know? That you're spoiled. That you really think you'd be able to do it without that essential choice that you've made. See, don't mishear me. I think it's wonderful that you're in gratitude. Hey, isn't it nice? I am a soul, I am a spirit, and I can finish here, and it's really wonderful. And all I have to do is keep focusing and keep making that choice. But you need to appreciate what you've been given and what you've chosen into. And the pull into this world and the downward tug is so strong, you see? That what you've expressed is, well, you know, I am taking advantage of this lifetime that God's given me. I am bringing it into my heart. I am following the spiritual practices dictated by the teacher because they work. And so I'm not really, I don't really feel that downward pressure very much, if at all. See, so really you're kind of giving the path a compliment by pretending it was so easy, or by neglecting that it has this real downward force, this real downward pull called reincarnational patterns. And most of us struggle with that, even students on this path. We struggle with it. Do we want to give up the initiation so that we can reincarnate? The soul knows immediately what this is about. And that's the essential question. And the pull into this world is so very strong that it's really like a never-ending battle. So I could come up to someone and I could, let's say, who's, I've noticed, comes to meditation. And I can want to impart this gift. And I'll tell this person, hey, you know, I lovingly suggest you take the next step. Take initiation into the sound current. It's the way of the Christ. Not the way of the church of churchianity, but it's the way of the Christ. You're free to and you're free not to, you know, but if you don't, you don't know how many times around you'll have to come to pick it up. And that person could just look at me and say thank you and walk away, thinking that I'm just very enthusiastic about the product that I sell. But if you notice, I'm not selling the product. It sells itself. You either catch it or you don't. Okay? And, you know, in this culture, at least in the West, we've cut out karma and reincarnation. It used to be in Christianity, it used to be in Judaism. Of course, with the advent of the clergy, they did away with it because, well, for power reasons, etc. But now, what's in this culture is, hey, I won't be so important if there's karma and reincarnation. For some, we feel the ego is not that important, and therefore we feel we're not that important. But you're half right. The ego is not that important, other than to direct you into spirit. But it makes everything very important. Your choices are very important. Your thoughts are very important. Your feelings are very important. Where you place your energy is very important. See? And so mired in the mire of this world, if it lets go, well, it's going to grab onto anything other than God. Look how hard it is for students of this path to really let go and let God. Grab onto anything and still trying to control it. Okay? Still trying to control. Okay, but it's the initiation that gives you that focus, okay, and that ability to do it. And like it was described so beautifully, well, it was almost like there's no inside and there's no outside. I'm just light. Well, yeah, that's all you are. And you're free. Yeah, you are free. See, that's the real truth. We are free. And we've enslaved ourselves by the creation of karma, by our bondage. You see? And the reason I kind of got on people left out the essential element of initiation into the sound current is real simple. Okay? Because they denied the weight and the downward force into reincarnation. Okay? And you can see how the world plays it out. Okay, well, somehow when it's time for my body to go, I'm going to go to God. You know, just because I was vibrating here at 40 watts, well, I'm going to leave the body, I'll be able to vibrate at 100. Not true, okay? So that we're always waiting. We're always waiting. We wait for us to be in the grave and for rigor mortis to set in. And somehow we think miraculously this is going to happen. Just like miraculously, you're going to be able to let go and let God. You're going to be miraculously be able to choose into the spirit you are without any of this downward pressure into the world. But you know, there was a demonstration of that reality. You know, called the crucifixion. That was the demonstration of how bound we are here in time and space. And so we go into these reincarnational patterns, okay, until we choose into the resurrection process. And of course, the resurrection process is to go into the soul body and start to know yourself as spirit and start to come into that knowing. And as someone pointed out, there's nowhere to go. He didn't go anywhere. It was present here. He just had to make it okay. See? So like, if you take a look at the culture mirrors what we do individually. We're waiting for death till we get to God. But you see, the great miracle is, guess what? We can be with God while we're in the body. That's the great miracle. And we're all charged with this responsibility. Yeah. And one of my students put it very beautifully during a class. She was saying, well, you know, if I practice the teachings, then when I'm reacting to something or to someone, I need to practice the teachings too. I need to apply them rigorously. Rigorously. Not wait until rigor mortis, but apply them rigorously. Okay? And briefly, what are the teachings? Well, that we're worthy, that we're loved, that it is our spiritual responsibility to come to know ourselves as soul, as spirit. That we do live in God, with God, while we're in the body. And we practice the reality of soul, of spirit. And that we are worthy. See, that's what's really crucial. And if we walk around feeling we're not worthy, well, then guess what we're going to do? We're going to wait, and we're going to wait, and we're going to wait. So if you have a thought, you have a feeling, you have hurt and pain and doubt and fear, all the good stuff, all the negativity, you have a choice. You can stay with that. And if you feel the power of that and the downward pull, that's a force. Every feeling, every thought has a force. Multiply that by all the thoughts and feelings that you have. That's pretty powerful. And that's a force downward into the world. See, and something very paradoxical happens. The more we can focus on the spirit and be the spirit we are and choose to let go and let God, the more we can be in this world and enjoy it because there's less attachment. No one's asking you to join a nunnery. No one's asking you to go to a monastery. No one's asking you to live in a hermitage. No one's asking you to do any ascetic practice at all. You don't have to beg for food. You don't have to wear orange robes, purple robes, or anything else. You don't have to be poor. You don't have to walk around naked. You don't have to do any ascetic things at all. Okay? But, okay, what is the counter to this downward pull into the world? Your thoughts, your feelings, the negativity, the pain, the separation, the hurt, the fear. See, and it's interesting, you know, people like in their 20s, I have students in the, probably as young as in their 20s, some in their 30s, you know, and they probably have a harder time understanding the mortality of the body. Those in the 50s and 60s and 70s, boy, they know it like nothing, you know? And you begin to ask yourself, well, gosh, you know, my body creaks already, and I got aches and pains. I don't want to be resurrected in the physical body. That ain't it. It's about being resurrected in the soul body. But wait a second, I don't have to wait to die. You know, and I tell this story of going to a burial, and the minister said, okay, it's going to meet Jesus. But you know, the poor thing in the coffin was fast asleep. So that minister, out of the kindness and goodness of his heart, he pounded the hell out of the coffin woke her right up, right? So she can meet Jesus. Well, I wish it worked that way, but it doesn't. You can't vibrate at 100 watts if while you're in the body you vibrate at 40. Okay. So what are you waiting for? See, most of us, we don't want to do the work. And it is work, but not work in the heavy, arduous sense. But it's pleasant work. It's responsibility, the ability to respond to the spirit we are. See, and the interesting thing is that same student who made a pledge to apply the teachings rigorously and work them rigorously, not just in a situation, but when she was responding to something, when she was reacting, she moved into ever and is moving into ever, ever increasing levels of joy, because that's our nature, being joyous. That's what we are. The nature of the soul is joy. See, and the journey of the soul is from fear to love. Okay? But there are many, many tugs and pulls on the soul. Those are the lines of energy into thoughts, into feelings, into past karma. And even into future karma. Many, many pulls. And those are the downward tugs. Okay, and God in His kindness and His mercy, He's given us a way to go to be with Him while we're in the body and to finish our karmic journeys. See? But you have to take the first step. And that choice is yours. To move into this exciting journey of coming to know yourself. Who are you? What are you? Oh, I'm a female. And I'm a doctor, and I live in this state, and I'm a Democrat, or I'm a Republican. Couldn't possibly be who you are. Because when your body drops, that's not who you are. Okay? See, another thing the consciousness does is we split off. See? So that the things of the soul... Well, therefore, when you're in spirit and the things of the world, that's for here. Okay? But you've got the purpose of God's creation all wrong. This planet was created so that the soul can leap through the many levels in the inner worlds and know itself as spirit. Know itself as soul. Okay? God's the great oversoul, and we're this unit of the oversoul. And we were created. That's the original karma. As souls. And it's the same material as God. God is the sound current or the Holy Spirit. And the soul is made of spirit or the sound current. So we're of the same essence. That's why it's said that we look like God. We're created in His image. Okay, because we're created out of the same spirit. He gave of Himself and created us. Okay? If you take a look at mankind's concerns, what are our concerns? You may want to honestly ask yourself that question. What are my concerns? And what am I looking for in, quote, the future? As if there's something... called time. What am I looking for? What are my values? What am I driven? What drives me? See? And the interesting thing is, when your body's in the ground, well, your soul will have left, obviously, before. But you'll get to see that, oh my gosh, I waited till I was dead to go to God. And now I get to see that I was just made a fool out of by my own consciousness. Because there's really no such thing as death. So I'm going to vibrate at the same vibrational place, the same place in the inner worlds that I was in while I was in the body. Yeah, God's on that level too. Okay? You mean I'm still subject to karma and reincarnation? Yes, you are. Why? Because God gave you free will, and you're here to learn that how to exercise it and exercise it properly, and you're a creator. And you're here to create and learn how to create positively and learn to use the spiritual power that you are and learn how to harness it, learn how to work it, learn how to use it as it was intended. You know, man shall have dominion over all things. Doesn't mean to subjugate anybody, but rather from the loving consciousness, we're in charge. We have that responsibility. And we're in charge of where we place our focus. We're in charge of our consciousness. We're in charge of our own progression. The teacher can only give you the keys, and he can only tell you, hey, the door is open. This is how you get through the door. You know? And every now and then, he may remind you, hey, you're acting like the door is closed, but it's open. See? And you have a choice. You can go through the door, and you can know what is meant when it said, God will guard your comings and goings at the doorpost. Or you can put a little object on the doorpost and say, okay, that's it. I got it. I understand. Choice is yours. Okay? You can celebrate holidays, which is fine. I have nothing against it. Don't mishear that. That's fine. Or you can do the daily celebration of living in joy, living in spirit, going towards your freedom, celebrating the resurrection, celebrating the march through the desert, and receiving the word, the sound card. Okay? But it's up to you. So what are you waiting for? Rigor mortis is not going to serve you. Okay? Applying the truth of spirit and the initiatory approach and applying it rigorously, that's what's going to serve you. Okay? See, and I love all these people who in their own way say, Jesus the Christ was an absolute moron. He didn't know what he was talking about. He's a complete fool. I know better. See, because I could do it this way and that way and this way and that way. Okay. And when the Christ Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads unto eternal life, he was a complete idiot. And when he said, hey, that which is in me is in you too, only more so, the guy didn't know anything. Come on. I'm not responsible. That Christ of consciousness isn't in me. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about. And can you believe he said, don't worship me, worship the one who sent me? Hell, I'm going to worship him. This way I don't have to take any responsibility for the Christ in me. He told me I was the Christ, but he didn't know what he's talking about. He said there's a narrow way to go to God. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I know. See, I know. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait. And I'm going to wait until this body is of no earthly use to me. And then what am I going to do? I'm going to wait for rigor mortis to set in. And then guess what? I'm going to wait for some end time in which my body will be resurrected and I'll be with God. Because I know that Jesus the Christ did not know what he was talking about. So I'm just going to wait. You know? Well, my question to you is, if you're waiting for that resurrection and rigor mortis is set in, how are you going to use the body? I don't get it. But I get how you're to use the body that God's given you this lifetime. It's the temple. It's the temple of the living God. It's what houses the spirit. It's the suit. You know? And fashion police aside, everybody's wearing the same outfit who's on the planet. You're all wearing bodies. Okay? And the body houses the soul. Okay? Until it no longer has to. So the choice for us is to wait until the body has detached. I'm sorry, the soul has detached from the body is detached from the soul and goes into the ground, or to use this body, this life that God's given to you properly. Can you stand the joy? Can you stand the celebration? Can you stand the happiness? Can you stand the inner festivities? Or do you want to settle for just a few holidays a year out there or so? You know, we have Thanksgiving coming up, but how about being in gratitude for the life that God's given you, as was expressed earlier, so that we can... We have this opportunity to know God and be with him while we're in the body through this path. That's pretty miraculous, okay? Am I selling it? No, but I am putting it out here because it just happens to be the truth. If you want to partake of it, fine. If you don't, that's fine too. God's patient. I'm patient, okay? God's patience is called reincarnation, okay? But I also know that those living reincarnationally in those patterns, there's a lot of hurt and there's a lot of pain in their lives. And so I suggest a more joyous approach and a more fun-filled approach to living your life. And it really is that simple. And we'll stop.